This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The World Health Organization said Tuesday it was holding talks with Russia regarding its recently approved COVID-19 vaccine. Russia on Tuesday became the first country to approve a vaccine for use in tens of thousands of its citizens. In an appearance on Russian television, President Vladimir Putin claimed the vaccine has proved efficient and forms have passed all necessary tests. He said his own daughter had taken the vaccine and after two shots, had a normal temperature and a high number of antibodies. The announcement was received with global skepticism because the vaccine got approval after less than 2 months of human trials in Russia with a limited number of test subjects. A WHO spokesman said at a UN briefing in Geneva Tuesday that WHO authorities must review all safety and efficacy data before placing their stamp of approval on it. More than 734,000 people have died globally as a result of the COVID-19 virus. It's more than 163,000 in the United States, more than 101,000 in Brazil. The number of worldwide infections has hit a milestone. This time it's 20 million and climbing. The highest numbers are in the U.S., Brazil, and India. Belarus opposition candidate Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya said Tuesday she had fled to neighboring Lithuania after a second night of post-election demonstrations in Belarus with clashes between protesters and police. Tsikhanouskaya, who rejected the official results that showed her losing to longtime President Alexander Lukashenko, said leaving Belarus was a difficult decision, but that she did so for the sake of her children. More on this and other stories is available at our website, voanews.com. From Washington,